Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Three people have been hospitalised after a single vehicle rollover in the early hours of the morning in the Western Downs. A man and a woman were flown to the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane. The man is in critical condition. The woman is stable. A third person, a child, was taken to Tara Hospital, also in a stable condition. Meanwhile, local police have launched a new operation aimed at preventing avoidable fatalities on our highways and motorways. Assistant Commissioner Cherise Pond says police will be stopping drivers across Ipswich, the Darling Downs and the Southwest. She says nearly 40% of recent road deaths were due to drink or drug driving.
Everywhere from Ipswich through to Gundawindi, Charleville and Cunnamulla, focusing on the Fatal Five. We have lost over 25 lives in Southern Region this year already.
And briefly, Roma's new Life Flight Rescue helicopter base has now been officially opened. The new $3.4 million facility can properly house the service's long-distance Life Flight Surat Gas Aeromedical Service chopper and crew and an additional AW139 chopper. And proving that you're never too old to try something new, a group of seniors in Toowoomba have inspired the nationwide rollout of a gymnastics program. All-Star Gymnastics have had a huge success with their local Stronger Seniors program, helping build balance, strength and flexibility in the more venerable members of our community. Over to sport, and Melino Finneranoffo was the first Western Clydesdales player to get the call up to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs as part of the feeder partnership. The strong carrying centre has been outstanding for the local club so far this year. Notching 7 tries in 10 games, he'll join the Bulldogs in the NRL next year. Meanwhile, in the Toowoomba hockey, it was President's Cup time at the weekend, and in the A1 women's, it was Newtown taking on Past High. Newtown struck out early to a 2-0 lead and managed to hold on to the game, eventually winning 3-1. In the men's, it was Red Lion taking Past High. The match ended in a draw, but Red Lion took the cup as they came in with the better record.